Let the power of God take charge. Let the spirit of God take charge. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Let the power of God take charge. Let the power of God take charge. Let the spirit of God take control. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice in prayer. You are praying for the spirit of God. 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 Marakata teka do sekete tete. Rakata tia kata bado sekete tete. Ilipa kata bada bado sekete tete. Iliprakapa. Let the power of God. 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 The power of God. The power of God. Kakata diako shata. Marakata yada badagada bada. Rato shaka taka dada. Lekata yabada brandia tata. Lekata kada bada. Rakapada bada bada. Rataya tabalada rapakato shatata rapakato shatata. I want you to pray this morning. Call for the spirit of God. Touch the place you are. Touch the place you are. Touch your room right now. Touch wherever you are right now. Let the spirit of God. And Bible said, when the spirit of God fell upon them, as they were in one place, they began to speak in different language. I want you to pray right now. Charging yourself right now. This is the time we have to charge yourself, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse number 10 coming down, it says, put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Katata, Madadagadabaha, Rakayabadabaha, Rekapadoshaka, Lekatada, let the fire of God, 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 let the spirit of God, let the fire of God, Mate Katati Atabadosha, Lekatada. Rakara Marata, Rakapadaba, Rakapadaba, Lekatakata, Yakata. In the name of Jesus, beloved, we are praying this morning. I feel that we have to pray. Beloved, we are praying. Wherever you are, say, oh God, my Father, my Maker. Oh God, I call upon your name. Let your power, let your power, let your power, let your power quicken my mortal body now. Change my body. Change my body. Change my body. Change my atmosphere. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Lift up your voice and pray. Come on, don't shake. Rakata badaba, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, you are praying right now. You are praying to God that, oh God, when you read the book of 2 Kings, Bible said, when Elijah went to the mountain to pray, he went there. Bible said 50 soldiers and one captain, 50 soldiers and one captain went sent to him. And when they got there, they said, "Man of God, come down, come down. Right now you are going to pray." Some time ago, Archbishop Duncan Williams said, there were assassins sent to him. The Lord revealed to him, and they came to him. When they came, they could not do anything because he has prayed into it. Now, when the reason why they sent assassins, because physical assassin, was because they have tried him spiritually and they couldn't get him. They have come to attack. Let them rise spiritually. They have taken him to everywhere to bring him down. They said, "Man of God, come down." So when he realized that, the Lord said to him, that pray, my son. But he said, "I prayed." When they came, I asked them a question. Beloved, wherever you are, lift up your right hand and say, "Oh God, any power that has been sent into my life, wherever you are right now, in the corner at which you are right now, wherever you were sent from, let the fire of God." And Bible said, Elijah said, "If I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume you." And Bible said, fire came down to consume them. You are praying that, "Oh God, say after me, say, oh God, though that have been sent to bring me down, let the fire of God, let the fire of God consume them down in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice of prayer. Marco Saka da 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 da. Somebody prayer. Akato shakata, alakato shakata, marandi kada manado shakata. I see the fire of God. See the fire of God. Let the fire of God. Let the fire of God. Lord, let your fire. Lord, let your fire. Lord, let your fire. Let the 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 fire of God, 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 let the fire of God. You are praying that every spiritual assassin, every spiritual assassin, the Lord is telling me that we have to pray. Every spiritual assassin, lift up your voice and say after me, say, "Oh God, every spiritual assassin, every destiny distorter, every destiny disturber, every destiny destroyer, let the fire of God consume them now. If they have been sent into my life to bring me down, let Katayako Parosha, somebody pray. Rako Parosha, Kajaja da Brandiata, let Kajaja da Debra, Rakata da Bada Bada Bada, Rako Parosha Bada Bada, let Katata, Lipako Parosha, Rakata da Bada Bosha, Marata. Rakata Padaba, Rakaja Payapa, Rakaja Padaba, Rakatabada, Rakapadaba, Lekato Shata, Rateya Katabadaba, Marate Katabado Shata, Ataba, Marapayaba, Rapayaba, 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 Lipakatosha, Lekato Shakata, Lekatakata Brentata. Let the fire of God, let the fire of God, let the fire of God, let the fire of God. Wakapato shakati kato shate, likupara mato sekati yada, marikata yada mato sekati yada. Ekopa, Rikapano Satiata, Rakapapa, Marako Kato Sakatate, Lekapo Sapatiata, the fire of God. Let the fire of God, 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 let the fire of God. Ekatatada, Lekatataba. Beloved, wherever you are, if you can stand on your feet and pray. The Lord is telling me, if you can stand on your feet, if you cannot stand on your feet, sit on your bed or kneel down and pray. Something is happening in the realms of the spirit. Something is happening in the realms of the spirit. Something is happening in the realms of the spirit. Like the Bible said, and some people went to report Daniel. They went to report Daniel because of Daniel's destiny and the God he served. My God, I don't know what is going on in your life, but what I know is that God is working in your life this morning, this time. If there's anything which needs to be given to you and the devil is holding on it, they have reported you wrongly because of enviness. They have reported you. They have influenced certain powers to influence some authorities in your life, to make sure that you don't get to that level. If there's anything which is for you, you are saying, oh God, now say this after me, say in the name of Jesus, my Father, my Maker, whatever belongs to me, I hold on it right now. Whatever belongs to me that the devil wants to use away to take it away from me, I get hold of it. 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 That breakthrough is yours. That breakthrough is yours. The Lord is telling me, somebody needs to get hold of something. Somebody needs to be freed this morning. That thing is for you. 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 Go for it now. Go for it now. Go for it now. Go for it now. Irakatatada. Now hear me. One time I went to pray for some people somewhere. They were families. See, beloved, things happened. Things happened. So if you don't know and you joke, you will not die. Somebody will kill you. If you are not careful, somebody will eliminate you. Somebody will take your place. Bible said two women lied on the same bed. One killed his son. When he woke up, he realized that his son is dead. He realized that his son is dead. Then fast forward, she went to exchange the dead with the living. Somebody can exchange your life when they're about to die. See, in 2011, I worked with a man. He belonged to the Freemasons. Today, I'm going to tell you something. You understand spirituality. And this man, very dangerous,
At that time, I will not mention his name. At that time, he was the head. Kingsway, is it Kingsway? Or yes. Kingsway. That is where the Freemason temple is. My God. This man can tell you things. I don't know what he saw in me. At that time, I was still a pastor. He even asked me to reject God. He told me not to worship God again. At that time, I was working with him as a very big company. He said, hey, your destiny can be changed. Some people swap lives. A certain man has children, and when he's about to die, he has been lying on sick bed. When he's about to die, he will not die, but one of his sons will die. My God, somebody, if you are not careful, somebody will change your destiny. Somebody will change your destiny. You can be in the same classroom, in the same room with the person. You can be in the same compound with the person. You can be in the same workplace with the person, and the person will change your destiny. That person can manipulate systems. As I'm saying, I prayed for a certain family. Then, when we were praying, the one after their elder sister, I heard her saying, they can pray. She was shouting. I said, they can pray. She was shouting in the compound because we have come to pray. She was shouting, they can pray. I will go to my place. And they will see something. I said in my heart that I serve a living God. Beloved, you are praying right now. You are praying right now that any power that want to change your destiny, that want to get hold of what belongs to you, any power that want to manipulate your structure of life, you are praying to God and say, oh God, if they have come to bring me down like they want to bring Elijah down, let fire, if I be a man of God, if I be a son of God, if I be a daughter of the Most High, let fire consume them. Madakoshakata, lift up your voice in prayer. I feel within my heart, the Lord said to me, somebody, mate katajiata, if any family member want to delay you, mate katoshe prekata da 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 da, la praka pada 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 da da da. Anybody that want to delay me, 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 somebody prayer. Anyone that want to delay me, hey, anyone that want to delay me, and anyone that will come out, oh, shake, I do shake. Ha, beloved, I tell you, even something God ordained that it should be that helper of the Israelites, even him, they sent him to Juju. Bible said after they were able to get hold of something, and Judges chapter 16 verse 23, he said they went to give praise to their God. This one, let me tell you something. I saw this young lady who went to court with this elder lady, the banker, and I had her on Facebook where she was saying that for her, she's a goddess. If anyone jokes with her, she knows where she will go. She knows where she will go. I said, Jesus, a young lady like this proclaiming this kind of utterances, such utterances, she's not shy, she's so bold. That is how the devil makes you. She's so bold, and you that you are in the Lord, can't you be bold and say, no, I serve a living God? You that you are in the Lord, can't you be bold? You that you are in the Lord, can't you be bold? You see, she has lost the case, but she said, hey, if somebody jokes with her, hey, if somebody talks a matter, she will send the person somewhere. She said, I will deal with you spiritually. That's what she said. And I heard that. She said, I will deal with you spiritually. Hey, anyone that has said that the person will deal with you spiritually, may they see the fire of God. May they see the fire of God. May they see the fire. Let them see the fire of God. 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 Yes. Let them see the fire of God. Let them see the fire. If anyone has said in their heart that you will see, I am charged within my spirit. If someone is saying that you Kwabena, you will see. Hey, you Adua, you will see. Wherever they are, may the fire of God. If somebody is saying they will see, if you will travel, if you will marry, if you will get that position, if you will graduate, if you will get that job, if you will prosper, if you, my God, I am charged within my spirit. I don't know why. I am entering into somebody's house right now. If they are saying you Abra, you Adua, ha, if they are saying you will not see the glory of God, if they are saying you Mensa, ha, you will not get that job, you will not travel, you Adua, you will not travel, I declare as a servant of God, if they said they will end your life before the end of the year, my God, if I be the servant of the Most High, if I be a servant of the Most High, let fire. If they say you, they will hold you down and pin you down. If they say they will hold you down and pin you down. Hey, let me prophesy. Let me enter into somebody's house. Pakado shekatakada. Lipakado sabrante katama. Maraku paro shekeriatatata. Ilakarato sheke. Let me enter into somebody's workplace. Likatatata. Rakatatata. Let me enter into a place where there are documents. And I see somebody, I see a decision being made in the realms of the spirit, and they are mentioning, we will reject him. You can't
cannot be rejected. At this point of time, it is too late for them to reject you. Marika paro shekadiata lekatakatadabadabo shabrandia. At this point of time, it is too late for them to reject you. Marika tadadadada. They must accept you by force, by fire. Maraka toha dadadadada. Lepakatado shekadiata dada. Rakoteko tabrandia tikato shata. Lekatekatadadado shabrakapa. Marako paro shekadia kadado shekade. Ha! It is too late. It is too late. It is too late. Raku parosha. Lapakadosha. Nikadosheka. Ayado shabrakata. Lakadosheka. They can't reject you. They can pin you down. Hakarikadoshakata. Rapatadadada. Rakatadadada. Laprako paropa. Rapadoshekitada. If I be a servant of God, oh God, I seek of you, oh God. May you, oh God, fight for your people. May you, oh God, fight for your people. May you, God, let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Somebody pray, pray, pray. I want you to pray and say, oh God, arise for my sake. 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 Ah, somebody, I want you to declare that I serve a living God. 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 I can't be rejected. I can't die at this point of time. I will see the glory of the Lord. I serve a living God. 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 Marato sheka da 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 da. Lipaka madabrandi atata. Leka da 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 bosha. I serve a living God. I can't be rejected. I can't be rejected. I can't be rejected. Pakato sheka di atata. Laka da da. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Mi riba unini mu. Epoha asochi ribo. Asori wo omisu. Fa mi si ye ma jin kwam o si se e ja u sha mi su o ma si tne mu na sa tu chan jin mi kwam. Fa mi si ma ajin kwan. Ko si se e ja u. Cha mi su wa ma si tne mu. Na sa tu janjin mi kwan. I don't know the kind of wind that is blowing your life, but today God has sent me to tell you something. He's the God of preparation. Somebody shout, I serve a God of preparation. I serve a God of preparation. No matter the wind, no matter how dirty the thing is, no matter how basa basa, manya manya, the thing is,
I serve a God that prepares people. No matter what you are going through, I don't know what you are saying to God right now, but this is a song that dropped within my spirit. Hallelujah. Ko si se echa uru jamesu wama sitne mu na satu chachi mi kwa na misi ba misi ye ma amajinkwa go si se whatever that is happening mele ja uru jamesu wama sitne mu etasa tucha na tucha jimikwa. The Lord is talking to somebody right now. The Lord sent me to tell somebody, He's preparing you. He is preparing you. He is preparing you. He is preparing you. Amisi ema emam jinkwa. Kosi sa eja u. Jamesu wama sitne munyami na sachu chanji mikwa famisi yema jinkwa akosi se the asochi that is blowing in your life. Some of us, we are getting disappointed. Some of us, we are asking why. Yesterday, I prayed for somebody in the U.S. And she said, man of God, see, sometimes people feel when you travel, that is all. Me, my grandmother traveled to U.S. When she called, she said, they are here too. She said, they are here too. When I sleep, I cannot sleep. It doesn't matter your location, wherever you are, if the devil has pinned you down to make you feel useless in serving God, some of us, we are asking ourselves, am I really serving God? But I'm here to tell you, we serve a God of preparation. We serve a God of preparation. We serve a God of preparation. I don't care the storms that are blowing in your life. I don't care the kind of wind. I don't care. What I know is that I serve a living God. And no matter what the devil will do, I am here to tell you. Yes, umnyamia, oh, you one when be bearan soon. No, yeah. What I know is what I'm telling you. Pakato shakalila tablade. We serve a living God. If they think you are going to fail And that is what how your life is going to be. Bible said this is a God of preparation. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, put it there for me. In the beginning, God created. My God, today I feel strongly within my spirit. Somebody is about to have a great testimony. Somebody is about to testify to the Lord. And I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. Hear me. I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. Marato shekata. I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Number 2, he said, now, Mr. 2, put it there for me. Now, the earth was formless and empty. The earth was formless and empty. He says, the earth was formless. Hear me. If God created the earth and the heaven, and when he was about to create it, it was formless. It was formless and empty. The earth was formless. It has no shape. Hey, beloved, I'm here to tell you, if your life has no shape, you don't know whether you are going to left or going to right. Hey, you serve a living God that can prepare you. He is a God of preparation. He prepares you. He will prepare you. And if you are here and you'll be going for an interview or any kind of meeting or any kind of summit, any place whereby they will call you, I am here. You, I'm here to tell you, the Lord will prepare you. The Lord will prepare you. He says, the earth was formless. When we mean something was formless, it means that it has not been created. Beloved, if nothing has been created in your life, you could see that nothing is seamless to work. Nothing seems to work. Nothing. The way you are seeing things, it's like nothing will work. By God. It's like you are ending nowhere. There's no hope anywhere. When the earth was created, it was formless and empty, nothing. If people say you are empty, if people say you are empty, if people are saying that your life is formless, you feel that nothing is going to work, I am here to declare unto you. If people feel that you are useless or something is going on in your life, tell them, even when the earth was created, it was empty, it was formless. So if God can mold the earth, if God can mold the earth, if God can bring the earth into form, if God can bring the earth to form, if your life is formless, there is no hope anywhere. That thing you have been praying for, you could see that, no, I have been praying for so long, it is not working. Yes, the earth was also not working. It was not working. It was formless. It was empty. Pakatosha. And the Spirit of the Lord, as we are here, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord was over the surface of the deep. Ah, there was darkness. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. Darkness. Darkness has covered you. If darkness has covered you, if death has covered you, right now, you escape death right now. Sometimes you feel you don't have anything, but they have sent a demon to take your life. Even though you yourself, you feel that your life is useless, they are planning to take that life even away. When you feel that no, nothing is working, even though you feel that no, you have to get to the next level, and they, but then they see that, oh, you have everything. You have everything. They see you and they think that, you have everything. I don't know what is happening in the realms of the spirit, but something is telling me God is bringing victory into the lives of somebody. Marataya taya raka marapao shaba. Bible says, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the spirit of the Lord. When God wanted to create the earth, when the earth was formless, his spirit was over the waters. I don't know the storm. I don't know the water that want to carry you away. I don't know. But what I see is that God is moving. God has started working. God has started working. God has started working. Lato shakati katatata. Verse number 3. The Bible said, and God said, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Pakatika doshe. Labrakapata bata doshe. Let there be light in your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If darkness is upon your life right now, I declare that darkness out of your life, because the light has come. Ah, the light has come. John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Ah, Bible said in verse number 4. It says, and this light was the life of man. May that light shine in your life. If there's darkness, Isaiah 60 verse 1, he said, arise, child of God. If they feel it, you have failed. Let them feel their failing. If they feel you are failed, let them feel their failing. If they think they have pinned you down and you're not moving forward, I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. I want you to declare your faith, not your fear. If that young girl can say that, me, hey, you don't fear me, hey, I will deal with you. Tell them, if you people think my life is being destroyed, my God will deal with you. My God will deal with you. The God of preparation. Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1, the God of preparation. If the thing is formless and shapeless, if you think your life is messed up, is the God of preparation. The moment you find yourself in his hands, he prepares you. In the next 6 minutes, I'm ending this message, because God wants to reach out to certain people today. My God, we are going to pray a certain prayer today. A certain prayer. Something is happening in the realms of the spirit. God is preparing some people. Put your hand on your chest, on your heart, and sing with me. Say, Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. We are dealing with a God that prepares people. When you find yourself in his hand, when the earth finds itself in the hands of the Creator, he prepares. He prepares. He prepares. When you read the book of Jeremiah chapter 18, Jeremiah 18, put it there for me. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1 to 3. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1 to 3. Jeremiah, the crying prophet, the crying prophet. Jeremiah was the crying prophet. Habado Shabradiaka, Likatata, and Lapakata, and Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1, he said, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house. We are dealing with a God of preparation, the God that holds people and prepares them. It doesn't matter how your life has been. It doesn't matter what goes on in your life. You see, one thing we must understand today, I'm just putting out there, because tomorrow I'm going to push it further. Hear me, I'm just introducing you to the subject, the God of preparation. The God of preparation, because God is about to transform the life of certain people and is going to mold them. You see, when the devil wants to give you something, he gives you anything without preparation, without preparing you whether you can handle it. So a lot of people, when they go to juju, they go to certain thing to have certain blessing from those juju men. It becomes a curse unto them, and some of them die out of it. Some of them, they cannot handle it. Some of them riches, they cannot handle it. Some of them, they go for fame, and within a short time they die out of that fame, and that will be the end of them. But I will serve a living God that whenever, because it's a good father. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. That is John chapter 10, verse 11. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth his life for the sheep. Layeth his life, because he can't afford to lose you. He can't afford to lose you. He will prepare you. He will prepare you and hand over something to you. So before man was created, when God wanted to create man, Bible said the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the spirit of the Lord was moving. The spirit of the Lord could not be at the point, because there was nothing. There was total nothing. Nothing was working. Nothing was working. But God continue to prepare everything. Verse number 3, it said, and God said, when there was darkness, God said, let there be light, let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. Hey, if darkness has entered into your life, if darkness has entered some part of your life, if darkness has entered somewhere in your life, let there be light in the name of Jesus Christ. So God prepared everything. And verse number 26, and Bible said, after God created man, he gave man dominion. He gave man dominion. God gave man dominion over everything before he will hand over the earth into the hand of man. He has prepared everything in order. Jesus. This is a God that we are serving. Beloved, he said, he took Jeremiah to the potter's house and showed Jeremiah certain things. He said, Jeremiah, look at what I'm about to do. You see the way the potter is molding the clay. Some of us, as we are trying to put our life in order, the more it got spoiled. As we are trying to put our life in order, the more we try to make sure that things work, the more things get escalating. The more we try to make sure we don't get into that trouble, the more we get more trouble. But I tell you, when you find yourself in the hands of the Creator, when you find yourself in the hands of God, He will prepare you. He will prepare you. He will prepare you. This is the God we are dealing with here. He will prepare you. He will mold you. He will change you. Some of us, God is changing our character. Some of us, we have bad temper. God is changing that bad temper. Some of us, our faith is not solid. Our faith is not solid. So God is putting you to test to make sure that before he hand over that thing to you, because the moment he gives to you, the devil will strike, and it will depend on your faith to be able to hold it. The moment God handed the earth to Adam and Eve, Eve was not strong enough to handle it. So we serve a God of preparation. No matter who you are, no matter whether you were a prostitute, no matter your character, this is a God that gives you opportunity to make things right, and he prepares you and puts you somewhere. My God, Bible said, they go to the house of Jesse. When God sent Samuel to go into the house of Jesse to anoint the king, Samuel went there as a man. He was looking at what he can see. But you know something? Some of you have a very good heart, and God is looking at your heart to bless you. Some of you have a very good heart. You have very good intentions for people. That is why I don't envy anybody. I can be with you, buy all the cars, build all the buildings. I will be with you. It will not take away my bottom from my dress. I say, it will not take away the bottom from my dress. Yes, you must have a good heart. Some of you, what you are going through, God is preparing you for that day of glory. Ha! And ha! It will be glorious. With the God of preparation. Somebody say, I serve a God of preparation. He will prepare you. He will mold you. Yes. Ha. Bible said, and God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse. Samuel got there. Man will be looking at how beautiful you are. Yes. Man will be looking at what they will get from you. But as for God, is looking at your heart to bless you. Beloved, I want to give your heart to God and say, Lord, prepare me. A message just dropped within my spirit. He said, God, do not give me anything I'm going to lose tomorrow. Hey, God, do not give me anything that will put me to shame. Some of us, there are certain things that when it is handled to you right now, you may not be able to handle it, and it will be a disgrace. Some people have got into certain marriage and they have not been able to handle it. The heart for that marriage, they have not been able to handle it, and they have lost it. It became disgrace. It became fight. It became disgraceful. Yes. Am I talking to somebody here? Nobody is perfect. But when God wants to give you something, He will give you something that you can endure it, you can manage it, you can still be in it. Yes, so He will prepare you. He give you that energy, that power, that education to be able to handle it. That is the God we are serving. Yes. So no matter the wind that blows in that thing, it's just like you have been given a higher position. Because you have gone through the process, the moment they sit you there, people will know that yes, indeed, God, you have gone through the process. You have gone through the process. It's just like somebody who went to school to pay for certificate. The moment the job is being handed to that person, you realize that when they were on him, she, the person doesn't know anything. And within a short time, they are planning to fire the person. That's what I'm telling you. But our God Himself is a God that will mold you. When when someone got to the house of Jesse, he looked at them. Nice people. Nice people. Nice people. I said, nice people. Nice people. He wanted to anoint them. He went around, round, round. He was not looking at his spirit. See, some of us, we are dealing with certain things, and we are dealing with it physically. We are not handling it to God. We are not handling to God. Psalm 37, it says, commit your ways to the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. What you are handling, don't just look at it as just a normal thing. Just give it to God, and God will prepare that way. When God wants to deliver the people of Israel, He already has a plan. He already has a plan. He said, when you get there, these people will come in different ways, but I'm going to show them signs and wonders. Your prayer right now, you say, oh God, show my enemy signs and wonders. If they have decided not to let me go, may they see the signs and wonders. God is talking to somebody right now. See, they got to the house of this, and they decided to anoint somebody else. It was not working. And someone said, no, there's something here. And God said to him, as for you, man, you look at the outer appearance, but as for God, it doesn't matter how people see you today. It doesn't matter. What matters is inside you. what is inside you. Some of you, there's something inside you. And when the right time is up, you are going to give birth to certain things. You are going to pour out certain things. The glory will be too much for you to carry. Some of you, you'll be crying. It will be tears of joy, because then what the Lord is about to do, it will overcome your imagination. It will go beyond you. Your spirit cannot handle, because the Lord has prepared you for that day, and you were not aware. You were not aware. You were not aware. You thought you were going through trials and temptation. You thought you were going through hardship, but God was preparing you. When the devil thought, see, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 50, I think Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, if I'm right, yes, Joseph said something. If the devil, God was preparing Joseph for that day, for that day of glory, for that day of glory, for that day of glory, for that day of glory. Whatever that is happening in your life, God is preparing you for that day of glory. Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. Atu, are you there? Yes. If yebara ilikatada, he said, Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, he said, you intended to harm me, yes, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as this day. Listen, for them, New International Version, it says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish it, to accomplish what it is now being done. Being done. The saving of many lives. They may think, people may think, you are going through shame. It is interesting. For them, that is what is happening. For God, I say, as for God, they intended, listen to it, they were thinking, that is their plan. Yes, God can do anything by his power. He can position anything. You don't need to go through certain trials, but because we are living on this earth, people will see you and they will just envy you for no reason. Somebody will just see you and hate you for no reason. Somebody will just see you and see your destiny. And it's this person. If I'm not careful, that person will come and clear me off. I am telling you, somebody will just see how somebody, your boss, loves you. And they will just be not happy with it. That is the world we have found ourselves in. A man's enemy is from his household. A man's enemy is from his household. My God. Before even Jesus was captured, a man from his own team was the one that betrayed him. That is the life we are living in. That is the life we are living in. So God intended, when you read 2 Chronicles chapter number 10, verse number 5. Put it there for me. 2 Chronicles. Mr. 2, put it there for me. 2 Chronicles. I am ending. 2 Chronicles. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today we are going to charge and enter into certain places. 2 Chronicles chapter 10. Verse number 5. Verse number 3. 4 and 5. Verse number 3, 4 and 5. Verse number 3, 4 and 5. Marato shekata ikata. Lekata dada. Beloved, I want to tell you something. It means that they intended evil. They want to kill. That is why when they try, some of you, the way they have tried to kill you and you are still surviving. Oh, sorry. 2 Corinthians, the way they have tried you, and they have not been able to get you in. They tried to kill Joseph, their own brother, but God has a plan. When they pass here, he will pass there. He will use what they are planning to bless you. It says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Listen carefully. For though we live in the world, you see, the world we have found ourselves now is evil. Recently, I saw a video clip on Facebook, and these guys who do galamsey, one of the guys, I learned is from Togo, went to sell his own brother and convince his brother. See, things we hear, they are real. Convince his brother, and he was about to kill the brother, not knowing that Okonfor has reported to the police. When I watched the clip, I said, Lord, this guy serve a living God. Hey, maybe his mother is somewhere praying for him. Maybe the father is somewhere praying for him. Hey, this guy's destiny is so strong, because the Okonfor's reason is to kill him. I don't know what came to the Okonfor that he was able to report to the police. Some of you, they have tried to kill you. They have tried to destroy you. But because of your destiny, it says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Number four, it says, for the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Somebody, you will demolish strongholds. Somebody, I said, you will demolish strongholds. And then he continued to say, we demolish arguments. Yeah, we demolish arguments. That is the place I love. Verse 5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. See, this is a pretension. Listen carefully to the scripture. Every pretension, every argument. Maybe somebody want to promote you, somebody want to love you, and then they will go out there and begin to this person does not deserve it, this person does not qualify, this person is like this, this person when you take him, this person is a chain who too much, this person is like this, he feels pompous, he feels like this. My kappa dada. Every argument that sets itself, and every pretension, anybody that is like, I love you, 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 pakato shakata likata, that sets itself above the Lord of God. See, the plan of God, God, Bible said that my wish for you, my plan for you is of good, not of evil. So it says, every power, every pretension that sets itself above the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God for you is like the knowledge he showed in the life of Joseph. So Joseph said, you people plan evil for me, but God turned it into good. Yes, you people plan evil for me. You people want to eliminate me. You people want me to be sacked from the workplace. You people feel that sickness is going to kill me. But God has a plan for me. God has a plan B for you. God has a reason for keeping you. Beloved, I'm talking to you. I am talking to you. You are the one I'm talking to. God has a plan for you. He's preparing you for that day. Bible said, when David got to the place of Saul, he said one thing. When Saul asked him, David, you are just a small boy. Can you face that man? He said, in the bush where I used to keep the flocks, the sheep. Beloved, God is preparing you. Listen carefully. In the bush, Jesus, God is preparing you. David said, in the bush where I used to keep the flocks, when I take them out to the field, certain predators, certain animals, bear and all kind of animals attack them. I love that place. And he said something. He said, God comes and I'm able, when an animal, when a bear comes to capture one of the sheep, God that was with me will help me. And I go and fight with that bear and take the animal out of the bear's mouth. I love it. I love it. Ah! I love it. I love it. He said, God. 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 So that same God will help me to defeat that man. Do you know what it means? It means that even though the family thinks that young small boy, how can you send that small boy into the bush? Into the bush. That young boy, their elders there, he was sent into the bush. Can you imagine that small boy? He deserved the bush. When they were anointing people, his name was not mentioned. Unto the prophet of God, is there anybody left in this house? Is that all your children? Maybe when they are making the selection, your name does not pop up. When they are making the selection, your name doesn't pop up. Your name doesn't pop up. Beloved, if today is your first time, it's your first time, I welcome you and I tell you to follow me so that anytime I come, you'll be a blessing. Ah, my number will also be shared and some of you can get in touch with me. Kapadada. Now, he said, anytime an animal come to attack any of them, God gives me the strength. David never knew that. God is preparing him. God was preparing David. He was preparing him. He was going through the troubles. He was going through the rejection. He was going through all the basa-basa things, not knowing. So when he went to face Goliath, he said, in the bush, God was preparing me. The difficult task you are handling, God is preparing you for that mighty position. The challenge you are facing right now, God is preparing you for that glory. For that glory. For that glory. For that glory. I am ending. We'll continue tomorrow. If today is your first time being here, I want to tell you, tomorrow, 4 a.m. Ghana time, let's make it an appointment. And God is going to touch your life. God is going to touch your life. Beloved, God is preparing you. God is preparing you. And we are going to pray. We are going to pray in the next 7 minutes. See, if God, listen very carefully. Let me put your mind on something. Let's just imagine that as the prophet went there, by his own instincts, he decided to say that, oh, if there's nobody here, let me just anoint anybody at all and go away. Like David will be in the bush forever. Oh, I don't know. But God spoke to him and said, as for God, he looks at the heart. And David was brought from the forest. May God bring you out of that wilderness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God of preparation. That is why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Now, the place that I'm so happy with it is that he prepares a table. See, preparation. He prepares, which means that table must go through a process. That table must go through the kitchen. That table must go through the cutting of the vegetables. Kata before a table will be prepared, people have to go to the market and buy the stuffs. Come, set the fire on, prepare them, and even come and serve it. I say, somebody, your food is in the kitchen stage. Somebody, I can see that what God is preparing for you is in the kitchen stage. Now, this is where I want you to pray. This is where I want you to pray. You are saying to God, if any human being should become a blockage. See, when it got to David's turn, God said to somebody, No. First Samuel chapter 16, verse number 8. I am reading for you. Let me end for you. It says, then Jesse came, called Abinadab, and made him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Jesse then made Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, not as the Lord has chosen this one. Jesse made seven of the sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen this one. So he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? When all the sons were called, David was not called. He said, there is still the youngest. Jesse answered, he is tending the sheep. So because he's tending the sheep, he does not qualify to be a son. That is my question. Because of what you are going through, you don't qualify to be blessed. You don't qualify to be respected. Jesus. Someone said, send him. He will not sit down until he arrives. So he sent for him, and he had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and some feature. Then the Lord said, verse number 12. Then the Lord said, arise and anoint him. This is the one I have ended. Arise, anoint him. See, tomorrow we are going to do our anointing service. We are going to go through our anointing service. He says, arise and anoint him. Mr. Two, put the verse number 12 there for me. Arise and anoint him. This is the one. See, may God send somebody. When the person comes and does not see you, may the person not be able to sit down. May God send somebody into your life who can defend you. If the person is not able to defend, the person will not sit down. Sometimes you need a representative at a certain place who can defend you. When they say, no, let us take this person out, he will say, no, he is qualified. When you need a representation, whenever they want to destroy you, this person will say, this person, you cannot kill him. This person, you cannot destroy his life. This person is a child of God. God is sending somebody into your life. He said, arise and anoint him. Arise and anoint him. Arise and anoint him. So he sent for him and had him brought, and he was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, God is saying to somebody right now, he said, you are the one. You are the one God is going to use. You are the one God is going to use. It doesn't matter how you see yourself today. You are the one God is going to use. You are the one that you are going to be chosen. Among the lot, you are the one going to be chosen. If they like, they should do all their selection. At that time, Jesse, the father of David, has forgotten about David. He has forgotten about David when he was making the selection. Human selection, they did not select David. When human beings were selecting, they were not selecting David. But God has a plan. He was preparing David. And you know that all these people, like, they won't be able to fight Goliath. You know what God is doing in your life, eh? I will continue tomorrow. We are praying. Tomorrow I will continue. Tomorrow I will continue. All these people cannot fight Goliath. They cannot fight because they were all in the army. They were some of them were in the army. God is bringing you out wherever they have kept you. God is bringing you out to be anointed. He said, "This is the man. This is the one. Anoint him." Say, "Oh God, anoint me." Last week I told you the anointing breaks yoke. The anointing breaks yoke. And may God send somebody into your life. Bible said, and somewhere said, is that all? If that person is not coming, I'm not sitting down. God has asked, God has put him on fire. God has set his feet on fire that he cannot sit down. Anyone who has to hold you, anyone who has to help you, cannot sit down. They will be able to sit down. Anybody who has to defend you will not be able to sit down. Sometimes your boss himself must defend you. Sometimes your mother, your pastor must stand in prayer for you. He will not be able to sleep till he pray for you. Somebody in that group must speak for you and say, "No, we must take this person along. You cannot remove this person from this squad." Hey, say, "Oh God, anoint me for that task." See, if that man is looking for that woman to marry, you must be that person. You must be that person. Yakata. If you have not come, that man will not sit down. Mako shikatata. Lekatu kadosha brakatakada. Lekani katakada. Rato shakata. Labrakapakopa. Rato shikani kata. Rapika. Rakatakada dosha. I said, if God is sending an entourage into your life, and those people will defend you wherever you are. My God. I said, when I saw that young brother who was to be killed for rituals, money rituals, and they were not able, the Okonfo reported to the police. He said, "Somebody is about to kill someone." But that same Okonfo has been killing people. If he has not been killing people, he was about to sell that brother to be used as a ritual, not for himself, because now the money was ready for him to be paid for bringing that brother, because somebody needs a blood to use for money ritual, and he took that brother there to be killed. But Okonfo, I don't know. I say, hey, that same person who you have been sent, that altar, that Okonfo will say, "Hey, that man, you cannot kill him. That woman, you cannot kill him. That man, hey, that marriage is for him. That marriage is for her. Leave her marriage alone. Leave her husband alone. Leave her. Leave him alone. You cannot kill him here. You cannot kill. He needs to be promoted. You cannot stop him." God is sending a PR into your life. Somebody who will speak for you. Lift up your right hand wherever you are and declare after me. Say, "Oh God, may my destiny helper never be able to sit down. May those who have to defend me never stop defending me. May those who have to pray for me never stop praying for me. May those who have to give me job never stop thinking about me. May that man who has to marry me never stop thinking about me. May that woman
who has to come and be a blessing in my life, never stop thinking about me. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. Yes, Samuel said, I will not sit down. I will not sit down till he comes. Say, oh God, may my helper never be able to sit down. Hey, may that person who have to defend me. Some of you, your pastor does not even pray for you. I am telling you, because your family has made sure that you are in a place whereby you cannot be seen. Because of that, even your pastor cannot pray for you. I am telling you, I know what I'm talking about. But some people, some of you, your pastor is always praying for you. He's standing in the gap for you. He's standing in the gap for you. Lapakadaba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, if today is your first time be here, today I'm going to do a prophetic session and I'll continue tomorrow. Spirit of God, speak to your people. God said that I should declare whatever he says to me, I should declare into the life of people today. And that's what I'm doing today. That is what I'm doing today. Yes. That is what I'm doing today. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If today is your first time, please follow me. Please follow me. So that anytime I come on live, it will be a blessing unto you. I'll be a blessing unto you. Yes. Yes. And please share my number if you want to get in touch. And also, we are creating a group whereby we can put everybody together. This family of faith, we call it faith family or faith assembly, whereby we can put everybody together. Whenever I come online, we can share to you and you can be a blessing unto it. Yes, I wish I can talk to everybody when I come on live. Yes, so that if I'm not able to talk to you here, I can be able to. This is my WhatsApp number. God bless you, secretary. Secretary, God bless you. Yes. Yes, God bless you. Yes. We are tomorrow we have services in the morning, 4 a.m. Brother Sammy, God bless you so much. Mr. Two, God bless you so much. Adipa, God bless you so much. Rose, God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Elena, God bless you so much. My people, yes. My people, some are not here. Madam Mimi, God bless you so much. You guys are doing a great job. You guys are doing a great job. Let's take note of whatever that happened on this life. Let's write the prophecies. Let's write all the prophecies down, the declarations down. Secretary is doing that. And let's keep all of us keep note of it. My team, that God, if you want to be part of the team, please let me know. Yes. Let me know you want to be part of the team that is going to move, organize and pray. We'll be praying and organizing and making sure that this vision God has given will reach the world. And I know that anybody who partakes in it will be a blessing. And some of us, this is a connection to us. Some of you, all you need is to be part of this. You don't need any special prophecy and God will start working for you. Yes. Sometimes you don't, your see, some prayers, Anna prayed for a long time, just one day. A certain word from the mouth of the prophet said, Anna, are you drunk? She said, I'm not drunk. There's something in my heart. She continued to do what she has to do. Don't give up. God is preparing you. I'm going to call on people and pray for them. If I call you, daughter of Zion, please call in. Let me pray for you. Marata Kataba. Whatever the Lord speaks to me, I see unto you. Whatever the Lord speaks unto me, I see unto you. Whatever the Lord speaks unto me, I see unto you. Yes, whatever the Lord says to me, I say unto you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Where are you speaking from?
Please, I'm speaking from Efijase.
Efijase. God said, I should tell you that whatever you are going through is not your fault. Listen carefully.
Okay.
The Lord just said to me that sometimes you cry in your room and you feel that you are failed. You have failed, and you sometimes blame yourself for certain things.
It's true.
It's not your fault. There's something going on. I want you to take my number. There are certain things I can't reveal here. Yes.
Okay.
Take my number and I'll talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
Now let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, may your presence be with your daughter. Take charge over her. Lead her onto the right path. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord strengthen you and uphold you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God.
Thank you.
God bless you. Yes, Rosalind. Rosalind, please, you can drop Rosalind. Rosalind can come up. Rosalind. Yes, Rosalind, I want to pray for you. When the Lord touches me, what the Lord tells me is what I say to you. Yeah, Rosalind. Rosalind. Rosalind, how are you?
Grace, or
we thank God. Where are you calling from?
Please, I'm home right now.
Where are you calling from? Where are you speaking from?
I'm in the States.
All right. God bless you. The Lord said that there's a problem you have been praying for a long time. Lord Jesus. Aside from that, I see a movement from your right hand to your head. And the Lord said, I should tell you that you should relax. If not so, you will get into a state of depression and you cannot be able to handle it. I see...
Okay.
A movement from your right hand to one side of your head. The Lord is telling me that you have to relax.
Okay.
If not so, you will lose your head.
Okay.
Rosalind, take my number and let's talk after. Okay. I'm going to pray for you.
If you can pray for me now, I appreciate it. I don't have WhatsApp. So
All
if
right.
you can pray for me now, I appreciate it. Like you did the other girl.
All right. I'm praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, may you take charge over your daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your presence take charge. Whatever she's going through, may you deliver her. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Labrador.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Labrador
Shaka Dabarado Shaka Dabedeba. Bra, could you come up? The Lord said, I should say some words into your life. Bra, could you come up? The Lord is saying that I should say something into your life. Now, I declare upon your life. May God give you grace for victory. I see victory coming. May you receive that grace to receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare upon your life that you shall be victorious. I declare upon your life that you shall be victorious. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name,
Jesus,
amen. Yes, Rakoji, I'm done with you.
We'll talk after the service. Barakado Shabra Tika Dabadaba. Lebra Kadabagado Shekadegade. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have two people to pray for. Then I will end here. Don't forget tomorrow. If I don't pray for you tomorrow, I'm going to take a whole 30 minutes to pray for people and prophesy into the lives of people. Tomorrow is Sunday morning. I'm going to take that time to pray for people. So tomorrow, please follow me. Tomorrow, God is going to move mightily in here. He's going to move up. And please don't forget your oil. Ha! He says, arise, anoint him. I anoint him, for he is the one. Haraba. Bruno, tomorrow I'm going to pray for you. Bruno says he's from Cameroon. Tomorrow I'm going to pray for you. Yes, tomorrow I'm going to pray for you. Now, I pray for everybody on this life. May the Lord continue to be with you. May the Lord continue to shelter you. May the Lord continue to help you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, I appreciate everybody being on this live. God bless you so much. I am happy you are part of this family, and I want you to be part of this family where God wants to bless and raise. We serve a living God, and today is about the God of preparation. Now, I will encourage you that please share my number. Those of you who don't have my number, you can get my number so that you can WhatsApp me. And I'm still looking for people who can give themselves out to be part of the organizing team to pray and also think about how God can move. They want to put themselves as a vessel for God to use. God bless you so much. See you tomorrow. God bless you so much. Adiparus, Elena, Brakoju, Brasami, Mimi, Mr. Tu, all of you, God bless you. God bless you so much. God bless you.